This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Secure Transactions First Amendment Bill and National Assembly passes Media Council Bill. President Ramchandra Powell stresses need for modernized anti-corruption measures. Anti-graft body CIAA claims to have taken positive initiatives for corruption control. Agricultural products worth 14.56 billion rupees exported through Kakarabhitta checkpoint in first 6 months of current fiscal year. And US President Donald Trump announces plans to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to US. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has unanimously passed the bill related to Secure Transactions, First Amendment 2081, Bikram Sambath. In today's House meeting, Speaker Devraj Khemire announced the endorsement of the bill unopposed. Earlier, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Vishnu Prasad Powell, had tabled the bill for endorsement of the lower house. The amendments mentioned in Finance Committee's report regarding Secure Transaction First Amendment Bill were also passed unanimously. Meanwhile, the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Report has been tabled in the House of Representatives. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented the report in the House. Meanwhile, a session of the National Assembly today passed the Media Council Bill 2080 BS. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung proposed the meeting to endorse the bill with report of the Committee for Legislation Management, and his proposal was endorsed unanimously. Prior to this, responding to lawmakers' concerns over the bill, the minister said the bill, which was discussed long in the committee and was endorsed there before tabling at the National Assembly, aimed at making the Media Council more autonomous. President Ramchandra Powell has stressed the need for modernizing investigation and prosecution procedures against corruption in response to the evolving nature and forms of corruption. The head of the state made the remark during his address to a special function organized to mark the 34th Establishment Day of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA in Kathmandu today. The president also highlighted the need for collaboration between state bodies, the private sector, civil society and the citizens in promoting good governance and implementing preventive programs against corruption. On the occasion, CIAA Chief Commissioner Prem Kumar Rai said the commission has taken positive initiatives along with the various strategies for the promotion of good governance and corruption control. Agricultural products worth 14.56 billion rupees have been exported through Nepal's eastern border checkpoint Kakarabhitta in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, according to Plant Quarantine and Pesticide Management Center of the Agriculture Ministry. The main exports included cardamom, tea, ply and veneer, ginger and broom grass. Tea accounted for the highest export value at 6.82 billion rupees, followed by cardamom at 4.22 billion rupees and ply and veneer at 1.91 billion rupees. During the same period, agricultural imports through Kakarabhitta checkpoint totaled 1.96 billion rupees. The key imported items included millet, groundnuts, pulses, rice, fresh vegetables, fruits, garlic, potatoes, corn and animal feed. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Thapa has said the social media bill introduced by the government will not be endorsed without amendments. Talking to the media in Chitwan today, Leader Thapa stated that the ordinances issued by the government will be tabled in the House within a few days and will be endorsed following discussions. On a different note, the Nepali Congress General Secretary said the party's general convention will be held before the 2028 periodic election. The then Rashtriya Panchayat member Nanimaya Dahal Rather, Nanimaya Dahal has passed away at the age of 92 while undergoing treatment for pneumonia at the Dirghayu Hospital in Kathmandu. Dahal was elected a member of the Rashtriya Panchayat by defeating Jogmeher Shrestha during the Panchayat period. She came into the limelight after defeating Shrestha by a double margin of votes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to impose a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports, along with reciprocal tariffs on countries that impose duties on American goods. Speaking on Sunday, Trump said he would formally announce the steel and aluminum tariffs that following day, with additional countermeasures to be detailed later in the week. While he did not specify which countries would face retaliatory tariffs, he indicated that not all nations would be affected. According to Al Jazeera, Trump's latest tariff plans follow his earlier decision to impose a 25% tariff on all Canadian and Mexican goods and a 10% tariff on Chinese imports. The BBC reports that the move has unsettled global steel markets, with Canada, the largest steel exporter to the US, expressing particular concern. Brazil and Mexico, the next largest suppliers, are also closely watching developments. The European Union has stated that it has not received any official notification regarding the new tariffs, while Australia's Prime Minister has scheduled a call with Trump to discuss the issue. Canada, which supplies the most steel to the US according to the government and industry data, warns that the tariffs could harm its economy. Australia has also raised concerns, stating that thousands of American jobs could be at risk if the measures proceed. Israeli forces have withdrawn from the Netzarim corridor, a military zone that had separated northern and southern Gaza. According to the BBC, following the pullout, hundreds of Palestinians returned north, many using cars and carts loaded with belongings, only to find their homes in ruins. The withdrawal follows the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement of January 19, under which 16 Israeli hostages and 566 Palestinian prisoners have been released. By the end of the ceasefire's first phase in 3 weeks, 33 hostages and 1,900 prisoners are expected to be freed, though Israel says 8 of the hostages are dead. However, the Israel Defense Forces have not officially commented on Sunday's withdrawal from the eastern part of the corridor, which will leave it in control of Gaza's borders, but not the road that had cut it in half. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy, the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous regions of the country. The weather will remain mainly fair in the Rai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives endorses Secure Transactions First Amendment Bill and National Assembly passes Media Council Bill. President Ramchandra Powell stresses need for modernized anti-corruption measures. Anti-graft body CIAA claims to have taken positive initiatives for corruption control. agricultural products worth 14.56 billion rupees exported through Kakarabhitta checkpoint in first 6 months of current fiscal year. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces plans to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to U.S. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.